Well, the Darwin Street Art Festival for 2020 has wound up yesterday, and if you've taken a wander through some of the streets of Darwin City, gosh, the art is just mesmerising, including the vibrant pink desert rose mural that you'll find on Shadforth Lane. In fact, the artist behind the beauty joins us on the line right now, Polly-Ann Strong-Johnston. Congratulations on another impressive mural.
Thank you so much.
This is the fourth time you've actually taken part in the festival, isn't it?
Yeah, so the festival has been running for 4 years, and I've been very fortunate to be able to paint a lovely mural each year.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
It must be great when you're walking down the street and you see, I did that.
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic.
But it's certainly really given Darwin City the vibrancy that it's been lacking over the years. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And in Shadforth Lane now, there's, I think, up to 8 new murals that got painted last week. So it's totally transformed that space completely.
And so tell us about the inspiration behind your piece. It's a 3D mural.
Yeah, so my mural, it gives the optical illusion that the Sturt Desert Roses are kind of popping out of the wall. I painted the Sturt Desert Rose because it's the floral emblem for the NT. And this year, one of the themes for the Street Art Festival was resilience. So it's a very resilient flower, and I think it's also can be connected to the people of the NT that are also very resilient.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And how long did it take you to paint the piece? Because, gosh, some of them are all different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, so they go up surprisingly quite quickly. So that one was 4.5 days, that one took me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And if you see a building and you think, I'd really like to decorate that building, are you allowed to ask?
Yeah, yes. Well, now I always have my eyes on any blank walls around the city and want to go and paint everywhere.
Yeah, I bet you would as an artist. But tell us about the app too that Territorians can utilise now as they wander through the streets and check out these new art pieces.
So the Darwin Street Art Festival app is on the App Store on your phone, and it'll give you a map and take you around, and it'll give you information about all the artworks. And there's actually now there's 13 of the murals that actually come to life with the app. So you hold your phone up and record it, and the animation will come up. So it's augmented reality, so even making it a more immersive experience again.
Yeah, look, I saw that in Austin Lane, just to the entrance to Star Village there on the wall, the big the woman reading the book, and you hold the phone up and she lays down the book, and it looks fantastic. Mm.
Yeah, so that was my artwork from the first year, from 2017.
Oh, okay.
To see it come alive like that is it's amazing.
Yeah, and so what have you learnt from being part of the festival over the past 4 years?
So it's especially with this year, because it was all locals, and we all worked really close together and learned from each other and formed a real little community, actually. So it was a great experience this year. But in the past years as well, learning from international artists has just been fantastic.
Mm, great. Well, we can't wait to wander the streets of Darwin City and soak up the beauty for the Darwin Street Art Festival. Polly-Ann Strong-Johnston, thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Reganelli.